Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to you, Nancy Armstrong. It's time to talk about the book sale.
Yes, the semi-annual book sale starts Friday, November 2nd at 11 o'clock to 4:30, and again on Saturday, November 3rd from 9:30 to 1. The books this year will be going to the community thrift store that are left over.
And that is a possibility that there's some left over, because earlier we were talking about you've been getting trailer loads of books almost.
Yes, I had to. The library called me because their where they keep books for us was completely full. And I had to get my husband to get his trailer and put books in and ask a neighbor if I could use their garage to store the books. So we've got lots of books.
Okay, that says to me, man, you better come and buy. There's going to be so many things to choose from, Nancy. So let's kind of talk about the kinds of books to choose from.
Okay, choices of books. We've had Westerns before. I have no guarantee what's in that closet, but that, if you're interested in Westerns, at least come and check it out.
And I know last year there were, I'm thinking when I was there, maybe a half a dozen of Louis L'Amour's. I think there were others, but some people, that's what they want to come for. So if you want those, I would say you might want to come on Friday to check those out, because they're very popular.
Yes, they are. And last year we happened to have some, and they went fast.
Yes, so. Okay, so Westerns, that's one category. All other kinds of novels, almost anything you could want in terms of fiction.
Right. We got mysteries, thrillers, romance, FBI novels.
Let's talk about children's books.
Oh, children's. We have a great selection of children's books. They start as infants, preschool, grade school, preteens, and teen books, and we do have a nice selection. We did last year. Hopefully that we'll have a bunch again this year.
You know, Nancy, when you say that, hopefully, you know, you didn't look at every book when you loaded them into the trailer.
No,
so
I didn't.
Sometimes it's kind of a surprise. I mean, you know you're going to have a lot of these different things, but sometimes you find a real treasure, a real surprise in there.
Yes, we do.
And this year you have a really special, I think there's just one of a kind, the special collection of record and book.
Oh, yes, I do. This was brought in, it's the large records, the big records, and with the records is a whole set of them, and they go with a book. And the book is a huge book, and it's well illustrated, too. And it's about different countries. So. And then there's another one, and I can't quite remember what that is. But it would be interesting if you're interested to come to take a look at it.
Well, that's it. If you're sort of a book collector, you never know what's going to be there in the stack. Because in addition to all that fiction, and there are those special kinds of things, and other informational books.
Right. And
like cooking,
we have a great find this year on some of the books that we had to load up was old church cookbooks, some of the older ones, and older organizations of Atlantic's cookbooks. So if you're interested in those old ones, we do have them.
And, you know, it's people tell me sometimes they like cookbooks, not for the recipes, but they go through and look at whose names are there, and they,
there's pictures in some of them, too.
All right. So if you're a cookbook fan, there you go. And usually there's some gardening books. I've always found a couple of gardening books. And, you know, Nancy, the thing I love about coming to here is that I can enjoy that book, and then I can give it back to you.